Welcome to this weekly edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from February 10, 2020 to February 14, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On February 10, here were the news. Wirecard, SAP to develop joint payment solutions in new mobility, retail and sports. E-commerce platform Motif raises $5 million MLN Series A. 7-Eleven pilots cashierless store concept. Flexigroup launches Buy Everywhere and Pay Later service bundle. WhatsApp Pay to roll out in India. Stand Chart, in-for scale data for easier payments. Mark Cuban among professionals who have faced AP fraud. How payments power small businesses' mobile banking adoption. On February 11, here were the news. Sezzle surpasses 1 million active customers. Offgamers, DT1 partnership to support customers to send airtime across the globe. Fiserv, SAP help B2B companies to offer digital payment methods. Deliver raises $40 million MLN to fuel two-day delivery for e-commerce sellers. Repay's digital payment platform to reduce merchants' settlement times. Paytm launches recurring payments option. Contactless payment transaction to reach $6 million TLN globally by 2024. How big tech brands make businesses an even bigger phishing target. Augmenting trust with technology in global trade finance. New payment rails take on real-time B2B friction. On February 12, here were the news. MasterCard to prepare domestic operations in China. Square launches Square for retail POS integrated solution. Esker integrates Stripe Connect to offer online payment capabilities to its customers. eBay launches new international shipping option for US sellers. Shift 4 Payments upgrades pay at the table solution. OpenWay, Yellow team up to offer omni-channel solutions to merchants. MoneyGram enables P2P to a phone number. SMB poll, Bloomberg can defeat Trump. Corporate cards tackle their own employee expense shortcomings. The build versus buy conundrum in supply chain digitization. JP Morgan, real-time treasury a key driver of corporates' loyalty. Platforms help FIS and fintechs break down silos. On February 13, here were the news. Betsist online casino partners Neteller and Skrill. Payoneer authorized as an electronic money institution by Central Bank of Ireland. FIS, PayPal enable cardholders to participate in PayPal's Pay with Rewards. Clover launches Scan to Pay feature for restaurants. Malaysian state Sabah launches e-wallet, aims to drive tech adoption. WeChat Pay receives permission to operate in Nepal. The cash flow impact of connecting R with AP. FinServ starts to draw the line between freelancer and small business. On February 14, here were the news. Walmart to discontinue high-end JetBlack service. Paytm launches social commerce feature. Chevron upgrades mobile payments with Venmo. JD Sport makes available laybuys pay later solution. SimSim secures $16 MLN for its social commerce in India. Bombardier in trouble over late SMB payments. Joint venture delivers payments to Singapore. Ion intros AI-powered treasury solution. Procurement, digital banking CVC funding rounds. How dynamic supply chain analytics smooths cash flow. SilverCloud on how FIS can offer SMBs a consumer banking experience. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.